paper doll world. Living ain't easy.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Supreme Court limited nationwide injunctions, but left open other avenues to challenge the president's executive order ending birthright citizenship. Now a New Hampshire judge has paused the president's order and will certify a class action lawsuit. CBS's Scott McFarland reports.
As soon as that Supreme Court ruling came down, a group of attorneys got together, filed a class action suit to stop this birthright citizenship attempt, and the judge in New Hampshire says this accords with the Supreme Court ruling and he will halt it for a week, but the battle continues.
Linda Kenyon has White House reaction.
White House spokesman Harrison Fields called the decision, quote, an unlawful attempt to circumvent the Supreme Court's clear order. He added the Trump administration will be fighting vigorously against what he termed rogue district court judges.
In California, Catholics are being told they can skip services because of the anxiety over immigration raids. Wendy Gillette reports.
The San Bernardino Diocese says there's no need to attend Sunday services if there's fear about immigration enforcement. Diocese Vice Chancellor John Andrews.
We have seen in our Spanish language masses at least a 50% drop in attendance.
There have been arrests on church grounds, including a landscaper. President Trump revoked a Biden-era policy in January that prevented arrests at houses of worship. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
170 people are still missing in Texas from the floods, and Karen Wall reports they're using everything they can to find them.
We still hear helicopters flying up ahead. We still see boat rescue crews, ATVs, canines, drones. NASA is sending two aircraft with the sensor technologies.
In New Mexico, they're still dealing with the aftermath of deadly flooding. Congresswoman Melanie Stansbury.
We are expecting additional rain. There are homes and people that will be in harm's way. We will protect New Mexicans, but if you live here in Rio Doso, follow the emergency evacuation orders.
The UN says it's managed to get some fuel into Gaza for the first time in 130 days. The Secretary General spokesman says it's far from enough.
Fuel is still running out and services will shut down if greater volumes do not enter the Gaza Strip immediately.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is following the ceasefire negotiations.
Broadly speaking, the signals are still positive, but maddeningly ambiguous.
An Israeli airstrike killed at least 10 children and 5 adults outside a medical clinic. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Tomorrow marks the start of Salmon-O-Rama at Festival Park, one of the largest fishing tournaments worldwide. It runs through next Sunday. The first day includes lines getting their first cast, plus live entertainment, food, and activities for the kids like the kids' pond. There will be fireworks tomorrow night. Flags across Wisconsin will be lowered to half-staff tomorrow in memory of Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder, who was killed while responding to a call June 26th. Officer Corder's funeral will be held at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield, followed by a 10-mile procession with officers from around the state. Sorry, kids. Racine Unified has posted supply lists for the upcoming school year. They say they're getting an earlier jump on detailing what students will need and what the district will provide. A decision on whether to dismiss the federal case against Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is expected in early August. A trial would be possible later this year if warranted. Dugan is accused of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid ICE arrest. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The crew celebrates a sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers with a day off before hosting the Nationals tomorrow night. Their crew celebrating a sweep of the Dodgers with a 3-2 victory yesterday in extra innings. Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until late in the fifth, facing a Dodgers lineup like Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman.
They are really good. You know, I just try to control the count, you know, and they do really well, you know, especially when two strikes, they don't chase too much. So they really discipline the home play, especially the three guys.
The Dodgers have now lost six in a row. Manager Dave Roberts.
Today was frustrating to lose. I thought the way we competed, couldn't put a crooked number up. You know, we had them where we wanted them, and we just couldn't finish it.
Then last night after the game, Pat Murphy announced.
Okay, we got good news. Trevor McGill has been named to the All-Star team. Fitting.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight and tomorrow with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, upper 60s, and a high tomorrow in the mid-80s. More storms around on Saturday, then drying out into Sunday as the humidity drops. Currently at 75 degrees.
On WRJN. By the way, on this date in Beatles history, 2008, the drum skin used on the cover of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album sold for nearly $1 million at Christie's memorabilia auction in London. All right, did you ever get COVID? And if you did you ever lose your sense of smell? 5 years ago this week, Italian researchers discovered that 10% of those who lost their smell and taste due to COVID-19 saw their symptoms worsen or stay the same after recovery. The remaining 90% who lost their sense of smell or taste while infected saw their condition improve or they recovered within a month. According to recent study data, about 52.7% of people reported loss of smell after recovering from COVID, with 14.9% experiencing persistent loss. So, it's not unusual if you lost your sense of smell, but you never got it back.
You and I traveled to the beat of a different drum. All kinds Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
She
white lady, windswept lady, rules the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. We are less than 1 hour away from the 5 o'clock class reunion. It's three great songs from one great year. Today we're going to feature the class of 1965, and we'll also recap some of the big stories and memories of our featured year too. It's the 5 o'clock class reunion coming up just after the 5 p.m. news here on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day, Mahoffer's on Main, downtown Racine's newest hotspot for good vibes and good times. Tomorrow night, it's Blues, Brews, and Barbecues, as Chicago blues legend Taranzo Cannon lights up the stage. Bring your friends, dig into mouthwatering barbecue, and enjoy yummy beverages all night long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Summer is here to stay, so make sure you're cool all season long by calling Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today. Take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure your AC unit is in tip-top shape all summer long. They're your one-stop shop. Give them a call today at 262-989-1001. 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Peggy, my baby.
yearns for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want.
From 1957, it's Buddy Holly and Peggy Sue on WRJN. By the way, Buddy Holly wrote a sequel to that song called Peggy Sue Got Married. That was released on a compilation album after he died. It also inspired that 1986 movie Peggy Sue Got Married, starring Kathleen Turner and Nicolas Cage.
Tambourine.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. No time for a full countdown, you say? Well, tune in Saturdays at 8:30 and again at 9:30 for Rick Johnson's Capsule Countdown. It's a one-minute blast of timeless hits tied to a theme, a year, or a moment in music history. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Anglers will compete for a $50,000 grand prize as Salmonorama kicks off tomorrow at Festival Park. The opening day features the first casts, live music, food, and kids' activities like the fishing pond. Fireworks will light up the night to celebrate the contest's return. A full schedule is on the Salmonorama website. Racine County leaders voted overwhelmingly to denounce the racism faced by Milwaukee high school athletes at a Waterford track meet. It was a 17-2 vote this week. The May 7th incident involved repeated racist comments and behavior from students and adults, leading the Rufus King team to leave the event early. Both school districts have issued public apologies and have committed to promoting respect and safety for all students. You can go deeper online with that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. The Style Police are calling. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin State Patrol's asking residents to participate in a nationwide contest to choose the best-looking cruiser. The contest is organized by the American Association of State Troopers, and the top 13 vote-getters will be featured in the organization's 2026 wall calendar. The Wisconsin State Patrol's entry this year features a cruiser parked in front of the last coal-fired steamship in the country, which is also a designated historical landmark. Voting for the best-looking cruiser contest can be completed online and will be open until 5 p.m. July 11th.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight and tomorrow with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, upper 60s, and a high tomorrow in the mid-80s. More storms around on Saturday, then drying out into Sunday as the humidity drops. Currently at 75 degrees. WRJN.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see. Every minute
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and it's time for Four Things You Did Not Know Yesterday. Here we go. Thing number one, the guy who started Match.com made his girlfriend, family, and friends sign up to increase traffic to the site. His girlfriend later dumped him for somebody she met on Match.com. Thing number two, snails can sleep for up to 3 years. Thing number three, the inventor of the chocolate chip cookie sold the idea to Nestle Toll House in exchange for a lifetime supply of chocolate. And thing number four, the last person who died building the Hoover Dam was the son of the first person who died building it. And those are four things you did not know yesterday. We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and the Don Rosen Morning Show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com.
with you. I really think that we could make it, baby.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Racine Raiders back in action this Saturday night. They're going to take on the Motor City Rams. We're going to have the game for you. It's an hour earlier than usual. They're out in the Motor City. Pre-game at 5:45, kickoff at 6. Don Wadowitz has the call of the game, and it's all brought to you by our Harmony Club, by Rasmus and Diamonds, by Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, by Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty, and by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Listen to the Raiders this Saturday and all season long on WRJN.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Escape to the hidden gem of the Midwest, Chula Vista Resort. Relax with modern comforts and breathtaking views. Thrill into water parks and swing into championship golf. Savor diverse dining options. Book your summer retreat now. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages. Grab jumbo bags of ice and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Hey everybody, Ray Zirkle here from Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue on Highway 11, Sturtevant. Come on in and peruse our great selection of vinyl. Going on 8 years in July, it's amazing that we're still finding new customers every day. Most of them head right over toward the vinyl. They know what they're looking for. I can find just about anything out there. We belong to a worldwide vinyl marketplace. Come on out and see us on our 8th anniversary weekend, July 11th and 12th. We'll be having lots of great deals, so we'll see you there.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644, or online at hoglawyer.com.
Yeah.
you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 5, then it's the 5 o'clock class reunion, three great songs from one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1965. It's all coming up on WRJN.
J.N.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this.
Mama said, some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her, till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl.
You got to me.
All right, come on now.
You got to me.
Say you got to me now.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A student activist arrested and detained for Columbia University protests against the war in Gaza is seeking $20 million in damages. Wendy Gillette reports.
Weeks after he was freed, the legal U.S. permanent resident is filing suit against ICE, the State Department, and the Department of Homeland Security. His attorneys released an audio statement from Khalil in which he explains the lawsuit.
To seek accountability from the Trump administration for false imprisonment, for warrantless arrest, for intentional emotional distress.
Khalil's immigration case is still progressing. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
A federal judge in New Hampshire has put on hold President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. The judge says he will certify a class action suit, including all children who would be affected. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
For now, we have a federal judge saying that it would impose irreparable harm because American citizenship is the greatest privilege that exists in the world, and that the court does have the power, even under the recent Supreme Court ruling, to apply that to a class action lawsuit.
In Texas, 170 people remain missing from